With the message today, I'll be drawing on a number of examples in the scriptures and how this relates to us in our own lives. Following on from the readings this morning, as well as some other scripture passages, with the assistance of Wes, who wrote part of this. When we look at the previous reading, facing temptation, Jesus, after being baptized in the Jordan River, was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, a barren, desolate place, not very attractive. For 40 days, he fasted and prayed, preparing for the mission that lay ahead. It was in this state of physical weakness and vulnerability that the devil chose to confront him. How often do we find ourselves in our own wilderness when we are weary, stressed, vulnerable, deadlines to meet? It is then that temptation seems to strike with greater force. In this case, the devil attempted to exploit his force on Jesus. Each time, though, Jesus resisted temptation by grounding himself in the Word of God. Although he was physically weak, his spirit was forfeited by his unwavering faith and trust in his Father. So his spirit was fortified. We too face temptations daily. They come in many forms. Temptations of the flesh, temptations of power, pride, comfort, instant gratification, and temptations to test God's love. In moments of weakness, it can be incredibly difficult to resist these urges. But let us remember one important point here. Jesus has walked this path before us. Jesus knows how we feel, because Jesus felt it like we do now. He understands our struggles intimately. His face to himself. When we are tempted, we must follow his example, turn to scripture, strengthening our faith, and relying on the Holy Spirit for guidance.
What's on his back?
In our battle against temptation, prayer and scripture are our most powerful weapons. That's where we sometimes can't work things out for ourselves, even though we want to. Just as Jesus quoted scripture to combat the devil's lies, we arm ourselves with the truth that can dispel the deceits of temptation. Not only is scripture important, where we've got something to work from, prayer too is essential. It has a direct line of communication with God, through which we can seek his help and guidance. In moments of trial, let us not hesitate to cry out to him, for he's always ready to help us in our time of need. Jesus' victory over temptation in the wilderness serves as a powerful example to us. We can find confidence in the promise of salvation through faith. Jesus' triumph shows that with unwavering faith and reliance on God's word, we too can conquer the challenges and temptations of our lives. Other examples of faith in difficult times can be shown in Luke chapter 5, verses 1 to 11, which takes place by the lake of Gennesaret, also known as the Sea of Galilee. Jesus is teaching to a large crowd gathered on the shore. They're eager to hear the word of God, and Jesus sees two boats on the water's edge, left there by fishermen who are washing their nets after a long, unfruitful night at sea. So their mood was not good. They wouldn't have been in the mood for anyone coming and talking to them. Who's had a bad day at work and they're not in the mood to talk to somebody? Who's had a bad day at sport and they're not in the mood to talk to somebody? Like that last week when I went out playing a silly shot, I avoided them for about half an hour. The equipment was thrown, but it was set. Most of us would have thought this was not the good time to chat. Jesus steps into one of the boats, which belongs to Simon Peter, and asks him to push out a little from the shore. Sitting in the boat, Jesus continues teaching to the people. After speaking, he tells Simon to go out to the deep water and let out the nets for a catch. Simon, despite having caught nothing all night, obeys Jesus' command. That's pretty incredible, because Simon Peter, as a professional fisherman, probably felt like telling Jesus no way and where he could go with his stupid idea. After all, he'd know more about fishing than Jesus. But he followed his command. To his amazement, the nets are filled with so many fish they begin to break. Simon signals to his partners in the other boats to help, and both boats are so full of fish they start to sink. The story teaches us about faith and obedience. Simon Peter and the other fishermen had worked hard all night without catching anything. Yet when Jesus told them to let down their nets again, they obeyed. Even though it didn't make sense from a human perspective, their obedience was rewarded with an overwhelming catch of fish. The miracle shows when we trust and obey Jesus, even when the situation seems hopeless or illogical, he can bless us abundantly. Jesus also tells Simon Peter that from now on he will fish for people. It is a call to follow Jesus and to help bring others to faith. Challenging modern times. Applying this lesson in the world today can be difficult. We live in a time where logic, science, and evidence often guides our decisions. We also have people looking for directions by people who call themselves influencers on online platforms, who would not know the best interest of the people who are following them. The reality is, I believe, many people are searching, but they don't know where to look. Or maybe they don't want to look where they could look. Trusting in something we cannot see, like faith in Jesus, seems irrational. We may struggle to obey God's commands when they don't align with our understanding, or when they require us to step out of our comfort zone, or when we just don't want to. Or our wish for God is not God's wish for us, such as people justifying things thinking God thinks it's okay, but maybe it isn't. Moreover, our busy lives can be filled with distractions that make it hard to hear Jesus' voice. I'm sure we're all guilty of saying, we'll all say, I'll get around to it when I get other stuff. Those are the challenges that all of us have to start done. We just have to find the time to do these things. We might feel hesitant and take risks from time to time, or change our ways because of fear of failure or uncertainty. I'm sure we all feel that too. Yet this story reminds us That faith requires us to trust beyond what we can see and understand. It encourages us to listen to Jesus and take steps of obedience, believing that he has the power to provide, to guide, and to bless us in ways we might not expect. By embracing this faith, we can experience the miraculous and abundant life that Jesus promises. In the message of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 to 11, in this passage, Paul reminds the Corinthians of the good news that he preached to them and that they believed. This good news should be the foundation of their faith and salvation. Paul emphasizes that Christ died for our sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day, just as the scriptures foretold. He stresses the importance of the eyewitness who saw Jesus alive after his resurrection. He mentions that Jesus appeared to Peter, then to the 12 disciples, and later to more than 500 people at once. He also appears to James, all the apostles, and lastly, Paul himself. These many witnesses provide strong evidence that Jesus truly rose from the dead. The passage concludes with a message of hope. Paul, who was once persecuted from the church, became an apostle by God's grace. The transformation shows that no matter what our past is, or mine, or yours, God's grace can change us and give us a new purpose. The resurrection of Jesus assures us of eternal life and hope beyond this life. By believing in this good news and